Ore Brew and the Petrie, Patterson, Brothers. While in Ore Brew, Ellen White was reminded also of Swedish history in Reformation times. She wrote, Ore Brew was the home of two of the leaders in the Swedish Reformation, Olaf and Lawrence Patterson. They were the sons of a blacksmith, but received a liberal education, studying for several years at the University of Wittenberg, under Luther and Melanchthon, where they received the doctrines of the Reformed faith. The elder of the two brothers is said to have been in the crowd before the door of the church at Wittenberg when Luther nailed his theses to it. Both were eminent for their learning and piety, and for the zeal and courage with which they advocated their faith. They are said to have resembled the great reformers of Germany. Like Melanchthon, Lawrence, the younger, was learned, thoughtful, and calm, while Olaf by his powerful eloquence aroused the people. For this reason he was often violently assailed by the mob. The Catholic priests stirred up the prejudices of the ignorant and superstitious people, so that upon several occasions the reformer barely escaped with his life. These reformers were, however, favored and powerfully assisted by the king. Under the influence of these godly men the monarch received the Reformed faith. See, Olaf became preacher in the cathedral in Stockholm, Lawrence, professor of theology in the university at Uppsala. The two brothers translated the Bible into Swedish, giving to the people of that country for the first time the word of God in their native tongue. While in Ore Brew, Ellen White visited a little park where a monument is erected to the memory of these two brave men. The only text on the inscription is, And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. This text describes not only the Patterson brothers but the Adventist reformers also who sought to bring to a fullness the great Reformation so nobly begun in the 16th century.